Indonesia released a British academic after 5 months in jail in the northern province of Aceh, where rebels have been fighting for independence for 26 years. Her release comes at a key point in Aceh's two-month-old peace process. British academic Leslie McCulloch stepped out of jail in Aceh's provincial capital, Banda Aceh, Sunday. Ms. McCulloch and a friend, American nurse Joy Lee Sadler, were arrested in September on charges they violated visa regulations when they visited Aceh on tourist visas. The area is restricted to foreigners unless they have journalist visas. Indonesian authorities also charged that the two were carrying material on the Free Aceh movement, the province's rebel separatist movement. Ms. McCulloch was sentenced to 5 months in jail in December, and Ms. Sadler, 4 months. Their sentences started at the time of their arrest, and Ms. Sadler was released last month. Ms. McCulloch is a British academic who teaches at a university in Australia. She has written articles that are critical of the Indonesian military and its actions in Aceh province, some of which have appeared in the Indonesian press. The two women say Indonesian authorities beat them after their arrest, charges the government denies. During their time in jail, both women staged hunger strikes to protest their detention and maintained they did nothing wrong. The release comes as the Indonesian government and rebels move into the disarmament phase of the peace agreement they signed in December. The Henri Dunant Center in Switzerland brokered negotiations between the government and the Free Aceh movement, called GOM. The center spokesman, Steve Daly, explains the new phase of the plan.
Basically, the idea is that it will be a phased process that will be reciprocal by both sides. In other words, if GOM places X percent of their weapons, then the Indonesian government forces should reciprocate by pulling back that same percentage of their forces into a defensive position.
Mr. Daly says Sunday marks a symbolic start to the disarmament process. Troops have been fighting the rebels since 1976, when the Free Aceh movement declared the province independent of Indonesia. Under the peace deal, elections for a provincial legislature will be held, and Aceh will be allowed more control over the province's natural resources, a source of much of the friction between the two sides. Patricia Noonan for VOA News, Jakarta.